Welcome to the Cherokee Tribune-Ledger podcast. Today is Saturday, May 21st, and on this day in 1972, Notorious B.I.G. was born.
It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine. Hanging pictures on my wall.
I'm Dan Ratcliffe, and here are your top stories presented by Credit Union of Georgia. The man charged in a drive-by house shooting was also charged in a Canton vehicle shooting. He shot at a Department of Community Supervision Tahoe. Timothy Gregory of Cartersville remains in police custody. The president of Ukraine's Red Cross paid a visit to the Cherokee Sheriff's Office. Mykola Poloshuk wanted to personally thank Sheriff Frank Reynolds for a donation of ballistic vests. And Tribune-Ledger reporter Isaiah Singleton sits down with country music star Thomas Fountain to preview his June concert in Canton.
Went through so many stages to get to the point where they get to listen to it. You know, I've sat down here and I've written this song with just me and a guitar, a pen and paper, and went back and changed it for weeks and months, maybe even years, go back and revisit the song, start to write it. Sometimes when you go back and start working on a song again, it now takes on a different meaning. So I went through all these range of emotions writing the song, taking it to demo it, and then taking it to the studio.
We'll have all this and more on the Cherokee Tribune-Ledger podcast. You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. Now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank.
A man charged with shooting at a Cherokee County home while driving past it is now additionally charged with shooting at a vehicle at a Georgia Department of Community Supervision office. According to the Canton Police Department, an unoccupied Chevy Tahoe was shot at around 6 a.m. Thursday at the Georgia Department of Community Supervision office located at 100 Medical Lane. Officers discovered two bullet holes in the rear of a Chevy Tahoe registered to the DCS after responding to a report of shots fired at the field office. Detectives secured arrest warrants for Timothy Gregory of Cartersville and charged him with aggravated assault, interference with government property, discharge a firearm on property of another, and possession of a firearm by a convicted felon. Timothy remains in custody at the Cherokee County Adult Detention Center without bond in connection to his charges in Cherokee County. While traveling through the United States, the president of the Ukrainian Red Cross, Mykola Poloshuk, visited Sheriff Frank Reynolds Thursday at the Cherokee Sheriff's Office headquarters. According to the Sheriff's Office, Poloshuk wanted to thank Sheriff Reynolds personally for the donation of decommissioned ballistic vests made by the agency last month and continued support of the Ukrainian people. The vests were transported to Ukraine last month.
There she is, Miss America. There she is, your
A 16-year-old from Woodstock has been selected to represent Georgia in a national competition for young women with disabilities. Caitlin Rose Wilbanks has been selected as a state representative for Georgia to attend National Miss Amazing 2022 in Nashville, July 29th through 31st. Miss Amazing is a nonprofit organization that aims to provide personal development opportunities, building self-esteem in girls and women with disabilities. Miss Amazing programs are in 32 states. Caitlin attends River Ridge High School, where she's in the Air Force Junior ROTC program. Her goals include becoming a nurse in the Air Force. Caitlin is among 150 girls and women invited to participate in the summit, and her family is asking for donations to cover travel and lodging expenses. The estimated travel and lodging cost for a queen and one guest is about $4,000.
Since the beginning, football ruled BMS. But in the early 80s, a new sport came to campus. A sport called lacrosse.
The Reinhardt men's lacrosse team continued its reign atop the NAIA with an 11-5 win over Indiana Tech on Saturday in the championship game in Pensacola, Florida. It was the Eagles' fifth consecutive national title and a rewarding one in Coach Tyler Yelkin's first year. Reinhardt led 6-5 at halftime, then outscored Indiana Tech 5-0 in the second half to cap a dominant playoff run with another championship victory. Dylan Bousquet and Titus Thind led Reinhardt with 3 goals apiece Saturday, followed by 2 apiece for Cameron Cochran and Brady Hannock. Cochran also led the Eagles with 3 assists. Following Saturday's game, the Eagles had 5 players named to the all-tournament team, including Dylan Bousquet, who was the most valuable player.
Engineered Solutions of Georgia. We guarantee a stable, dry foundation. With over 30 years of experience and a lifetime of support, residential and commercial. Hey, we do it all. For basement waterproofing and repairs to your foundation. Dial 678-ESOG now.
A team of students from Etowah High School placed in a statewide environmental competition. Emma Garcia, Zoe Goines, Ryan Kennedy, Jonathan Linville, Reagan Mertati, and Elena Roper placed third overall in the Georgia Envirothon contest, as well as first place in the event's wildlife competition. The team is coached by teacher Laura McDonald. The annual competition gives high school teams made up of 4 to 6 students the opportunity to demonstrate their knowledge in wildlife, forestry, aquatic ecology, soils and land use, and current environmental issues. The competition includes written and hands-on tests and student presentations. The event not only tests students' knowledge in these areas, but also their critical thinking and problem-solving skills.
I like birds like wind pain, and music is my aeroplane. It's my aeroplane. Songbird, sweet and sour.
Three Cherokee High School students have earned a new scholarship focused on aviation in memory of a longtime pilot and chair of the Cherokee County Airport Authority. The Don Stevens Memorial Scholarship supports Cherokee High School students who are pursuing their private pilot's license. Don was a retired captain for Delta Airlines and the longtime chairman of the Cherokee County Airport Authority. His family created the scholarship with the assistance of the Cherokee County Educational Foundation to both honor his memory and help students with the expenses of training and obtaining their private pilot's licenses. The scholarship committee this spring selected the winners of the inaugural awards. Cherokee High School Junior and Air Force JROTC Cadet Andrew Solano won a $10,000 scholarship in pursuit of a career in aviation. Fellow juniors and cadets Ethan Mann and Garrett Miller each will receive $500 scholarships.
Everywhere I roam, no matter where I go, I give it a home. And loss has left me alone.
And now Tribune Ledger reporter Isaiah Singleton sits down with country music's Thomas Fountain to talk about his upcoming Canton concert.
Really excited about it. It's something that's kind of new for me as far as show goes. This is a show that my team and I are putting together, and that's the first time we've really ever had to do anything like that. So we're acting as promoters as well, I guess you could say. Usually when we play at a venue, the venue handles a lot of the promotions we do as well from our side. But being the theater, and you're just basically renting the space, I guess we're in charge of getting the promotions out there. So I'm really excited about it from that aspect. So we're learning a lot as we go. But it's also a singer-songwriter show, which I don't get to play very often. And they're some of my favorite shows, is to sit down with a guitar, tell the stories behind the songs that I've written. So very excited about the show. Excited about the guys who got on board to open. So I think it's going to be a great night.
What is the singer-songwriter show? What is that?
Singer-songwriter show is, I have a 5-6-piece band that I travel with, but I'm also a songwriter as well. So the majority of the songs that I've recorded and released, I've written those songs myself. Mm-hmm. And a singer-songwriter show is when someone comes out there, just them and a guitar or a piano or whatever instrument they play, and they're singing the songs that they've written, but they're also telling the stories behind the songs and how they wrote the song. So it's a very intimate setting. It's a very one-on-one thing. Stop Up to Camp Theater would be a great place to showcase that.
I know you're looking forward to it. So what can fans expect from the performance?
They're going to get something. They're going to get a type of performance that they don't get to see very often. Pre-pandemic, I was playing a couple of songwriter shows here and there, and people really enjoyed them. We played, five or six there in about a 3-4 month period, and they all sold out around the Atlanta area. So that was telling me that people really enjoyed the intimate side of it, being one-on-one, being very close to the stage, learning about the songs, what inspired me to write the songs. So they can expect that. They can expect a different setting because we go in with a band. It's kind of it's full bore from the when the show starts till it ends. It's all about engaging people, having fun, and all of that. This is a little different setting, so they get to see a little bit more of me as an artist and as a singer songwriter.
For performances in general, what are you most excited about hitting stage?
This show.
Mm-hmm.
Just that, I guess. It's as a singer-songwriter, what people don't realize is they just get the finished product and they're listening to that song. I've already went through so many stages to get to the point where they get to listen to it. I've sat down here and I've written this song with just me and a guitar, a pen and paper, and went back and changed it for weeks and months, maybe even years, go back and revisit the song, start to write it. Sometimes when you go back and start working on a song again, it now takes on a different meaning. So I went through all these range of emotions writing this song, taking it to demo it, and then taking it to the studio, going through that whole process to where by the time that the people actually hear the song, I've probably heard it thousands of times already, So they don't really get to see that whole process. They don't really get to see, or hear about, what transpires from a song until you hear it from the time it's written to the time it's released to the public, which to me is a pretty cool thing because it all starts with somebody somewhere in any genre sitting down with a pen and paper writing a song.
Now, are there any new songs you might debut at this performance or anything in the works?
Yes, good question. I've been writing every day for about a month and a half. I already had quite a few songs that I had written that I had not played out yet, unreleased stuff. And I've been writing some stuff specifically for this show. I wanted to give fans a chance to hear something new. When I play these types of shows, for me, it's a great way to gauge how the song will do before I go and record it. I like to play it out live and see what the crowd response is going to be. Because some of your most personal songs as a singer-songwriter might not translate to your audience whatsoever. So no matter how much we love a song, if it's not going to sell to an audience, well, you can scratch that. So it's just a great way to put new songs out there, new material, see how it translates to the audience, and then go from there in the recording process, because I'm trying to get myself back in a mode where hopefully I'll be recording here in the next couple months.
Are you struggling to find the right home in these tough markets? Hi, I'm Jeffrey Drake of Drake Realty, with 7 offices across Metro Atlanta and 2 right here in Cobb County. The real estate market in Cobb County can be competitive. That's why you need a team on your side. My team of over 700 agents is one of the biggest in the county, and we have been turning dreams into realities for 28 years now. Next time you decide to buy or sell in Cobb, trust the team that knows the lay of the land. Visit us online at drakerealty.com.
Thanks again for listening to today's Cherokee Tribune-Ledger podcast. Did you know over 50% of Americans listen to podcasts weekly? Make sure you join us for Saturday's episode and be sure to share us on social media with your friends and family. You can also add us to your Alexa Flash Briefing or your Google Home Briefing. And be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, executive producer. Jeremy Powell, creative director. Jacob Sutherland, director. Producers Jason Gentarola and Matt Golden. And Kezia May, copywriter. All rights reserved.